Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from Med Opinion Research. And we're conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services and Behavioral Health Division. And your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. And your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community. And a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me, is your age between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
I'm 40.
Okay, 30 to 49, all right. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your...
Talk radio.
Excuse me?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay, what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, first I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think, you know, teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of the answer, you know, just give me your best guess. That'd be fine. Know that we are, when we mention marijuana, you know, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Okay, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, and liquor? Would you say never, tried it once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Twice a month.
Twice a month, okay. All right, and how often do you think most... Yes, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis, you know, any form of marijuana, pot, weed, or concentrate, any form of hash or hash oil? Would you say never? Tried it once or twice?
Twice a month.
Okay. All right. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Probably daily.
Daily. Okay. All right. All right, sir. Next, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substances used in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one, okay? If you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. For each statement, I will also ask you your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. It'll be fine, okay? The first one says, most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Would you say strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
That our parents should be able to buy youth beer?
Yes, about, you know, illegal.
Disagree.
For adults to provide youth, you know, other than their own children with alcohol.
Disagree. No, hell no.
Disagree. Okay. All right. What about most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do?
Never.
Would you say I strongly agree or disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Disagree.
Okay. All right. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
No.
So be strongly agree with that statement or disagree?
So we should not be able to buy marijuana.
So, okay, so you agree with it, right? Agree or strongly agree?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm at work here, so I'm trying to...
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Would you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Agree.
Okay. All right. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
We should not be able to.
Okay. So you agree with that, right? Agree,
yeah.
Or strongly agree. Okay. All right. Our parents should not let teens use marijuana.
We should not, correct.
Okay. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Correct.
Okay. Would that be a strongly agree or just agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe, you know, adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
For sure.
I strongly agree or just agree?
Strongly.
Okay. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, sir. And, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Okay, my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? I only have a couple more statements, and we should be done with this survey. I appreciate your help. Okay, I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
I agree.
Okay, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
I agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
You already asked me this.
This is about most adults in my community, though. The other ones is like, you know, most of the community and the parents. So that is it. We're almost done, sir. We're almost done. I only have three more of these statements. We should be done with the survey, okay? Really, thank you. Would you say agree or strongly agree with that or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
And the last one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Okay. All right, sir. The last few questions are, next I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess, okay? How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say never, tried it once or twice? Once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Once a month. Okay, once a month. What about how often do you use marijuana, you know, in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor?
Never. Never.
Never. Oh, okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, sir, and I now just have a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard message or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
No idea.
Okay, no idea. All right. All right, and how would you describe yourself, sir? Would you say white, Hispanic, or Latino, black, or African-American, Asian, South Asian, or Asian-American,
white.
American Indian? Okay.
White.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and as a token of our appreciation, the Grove-Frazee-Vargas Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000, okay? Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf, the Frazee-Vargas Area Community Clubs or Cornerstone.
I don't care. Community Club.
Oh, the Community Club. Okay. All right. Well, that was the last question, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, and you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.